It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There are people who think it makes no sense to be standing online rather than in line unless you're standing on an actual line.
That's what they say. Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Rena.
Well, the inline online topic was suggested by a listener, which, of course, we just love. So I'm in the standing inline camp. How about you, Anne?
I am also someone who stands in line, and I think this is because neither one of us is from New York or parts of New Jersey. But for people who are from parts of New York and New Jersey, they will stand online rather than in line. And for the people who say that makes no sense, the answer is prepositions don't always make sense, and this is just regional variation.
And those are so much fun to track. What are some of your favorites?
I agree. I think regional variation is fun because often it's words people don't realize that in other parts of the country mean particular things. So, for example, if you're from Rhode Island, you can drink a cabinet. And I say that to people here and they look at me like, why would you ever want to drink a cabinet? But in Rhode Island, a cabinet is a milkshake.
Interesting. Got some others?
I do. So Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, you go to a carry-in as opposed to a potluck.
Oh.
So, and that can be one of the ways that you can identify where people are from. Another well-known one is what you call a drinking fountain, because in Wisconsin, they call it a bubbler, whereas a lot of us tend to call it a drinking fountain.
I like bubbler personally, but grew up with drinking fountain.
As did I.
Yeah. Now, here's one that has lots of different names, and it's those little creatures you find under your bed. What are those?
Those little balls of dust. And the great thing is that according to the Dictionary of American Regional English, there are over 170 terms for those little balls of dust. I think many of us know them as dust bunnies. Then some people call them dust kittens, kitties, dust balls, frog hair, woofin poofs, and fooskies. Now, I was once giving a lecture about this, and I mentioned some of those variants, and someone wrote to me afterward and said, when I was in the Marines, we called them ghost turds.
And we did it again.
And I thought that was so wonderful. And if you look in DARE, you get the ghost variants. You have ghost feathers, ghost turds, ghost manure, and ghost farts.
Happy Sunday, everyone. And as always, it's just a delight to have you here. This is such great fare. Thanks so much.
It's really fun. Thanks, Rena.